Hi guys, welcome to Northern Transmissions. Thank you for listening. I'm really excited to have had the chance to chat with Dimitri from the band Off. So let's get into a track right away. This is Wiped Out. Well, I first had to ask Dimitri about how the band came together, being associated with so many different projects for so long in the rock and roll world, and as well as what it was like putting the record together with all the personalities involved.
It was not intentional, I can tell you that. I started off trying to be a producer with Keith, and then all of a sudden I ended up in a band with him. And the other two guys were at the top of our list in terms of people we wanted to play with, and they both luckily were available and willing, and things happened very, very quickly, and there was really no turning back. And now I think we're at the point where we're trying to figure out how are we going to do all this stuff, you know? I mean, it's always something. We have to go to Europe or Australia or go on all these tours. We're going to be hitting the road with Refused this summer. The Chili Peppers just asked us to open for them at Staples Center in August. And, you know, there's all these crazy experiences that there for us. The demo is the record. I mean, the first time we lay down something, that's it. You know, we might do like two or three takes and then choose the best one, but we make these records in like a couple days. Keith and I wrote the songs in about a month and a half, and we went in the studio, and after having learned them as a band for a couple weeks, just went in and laid it down in 2 days, and then mixed it in 2 days as well. All this is by design. I mean, we're not a U2 or whatever. You know, we're trying to arrive at a certain kind of intensity and urgency, and it's all about stripping the fat, or you know, opening the hood of the car to reveal the engine, you know, like ignore the paint job, you know, this is what matters. That's what we're all about.
With Mr. Scratch out in the night.
audience seems to keep getting younger and younger. I looked at, I managed a band, so I was looking at the Facebook demographics, and you know, of our 50,000 fans on that site, apparently the biggest cross section age wise is 18 to 24, and that surprised me. But then, you know, we when we play shows, you know, there they all are. And I think we've crossed over a bit, you know, outside of the typical punk hardcore genre. You know, I think there are people that are curious about off that, you know, like all kinds of music. You know, we seem to attract a crowd that's just, you know, fans of good music. I would say that if you randomly asked a bunch of people in the audience at an off show, you know, like what their top 10 favorite records are, I think you'd be surprised. I don't think it would be all, you know, Bad Brains, Ramones, Misfits, you know. I think you'd get a few people talking about some other stuff, which is exciting to me because that's where I come from. I'm not a punk rocker.
Hi, I hope you guys are enjoying my interview with Dimitri Coates from Off. If you want more information about the band, you can go to their website, offofficial.com, or go to Vice Records' website. They do have a big tour with Refused coming up, so that should be a really awesome double bill. And if you'd like more information about our website, northerntransmissions.com, we're on Twitter, Northern Trans, and you can email us at the website if you want to send some love our way. I asked Dimitri about working with Vice Records, which seems to be a pretty good fit for the guys, as well as the, not to sound too cliched, but the topic of social media and what kind of impact it's had on the band.
Well, I mean, it just means you don't have to go around town with a staple gun and you know, a bunch of flyers anymore. You know, there are virtual flyers, digital flyers, and a lot of people see them if you know how to do it. And yeah, we've adapted. We've become good at that sort of thing. You know, the social media and all that, it's important. It's really important. We were interested in them for their marketing. It's like a machine. They have a lot going on. They can reach a lot of kids and a specific kind of kid. We wanted to play against Keith's strengths and try to reach a hipper audience, you know, because a lot of the music that Keith likes and, you know, goes to see is reviewed in places like Pitchfork, you know. So we wanted to not only be able to play with Bad Brains and Descendants and bands like that, but we sort of envisioned ourselves being able to, you know, hop on a bill like All Tomorrow's Parties and play with Deer Hunter and Sonic Youth as well.
You think you're the king of the scene that you created? I got news for you. Did you expect us to worship at your feet? I got news for you. I got news for you. You bet I got something against you too. All my friends that you have screwed. We tried through sweat and piss. We're never paid for this. I got news for you. I got news for you. You bet I got something against you too.
We talked a second a bit about playing shows. goes with Refuse. That's a great double bill. How did you guys set that one up? And how come you're not coming to Vancouver, actually, on a side note?
I mean, I'd love to go to Vancouver. We had one of our best shows ever in Vancouver. We try to make it everywhere. I mean, we don't feel bad because I'm sure Seattle's scratching their head, saying the same thing. In Portland, you know, we'll make it up there. Just not with Refuse. That's out of our control, you know?
Oh, right.
We're going wherever they want to go.
You're going to Europe fairly soon, right, as well?
We'll be there all of June. Excellent. We're going to bring out Trash Talk with us. It'll be good.
And I noticed another thing, you guys did a split with the Melvins also.
Yeah, we had an extra song around and they asked us to do a split with them. And, you know, I mean, that's like family. And Dale Crover's kids and my kids play together, so that made a lot of sense. And we're, you know, obviously fans of the band. I hope we can play shows together in the future. We never have.
That would be another great package.
I think so.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dimitri Coates from Off. Thank you for listening to Northern Transmissions. I am Charles Brownstein. I work with the great producer, Spencer Carson, who put this whole thing together. I thank them both, and we will catch you very soon. See ya.